You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, wages have been stagnating in the United States for decades. A new study says it might be because of a lack of business diversity, not enough employers in many communities and lines of work. We'll talk to a co-author of that study coming up. First, the fall midterm elections are 7 months away. In addition to voting for Congress, Wisconsin voters will cast ballots for governor, attorney general, the state legislature, and more. To get a sense of how Wisconsinites are feeling about the issues surrounding those races, the WPR News Department is kicking off a new project called Beyond the Ballot. In a nutshell, Wisconsin Public Radio is going around the state asking as many real people as possible the same set of election-related questions. The responses will then be used to help shape Wisconsin Public Radio's election coverage in the months to come. Bridget Bowden is a special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. She oversees the Beyond the Ballot initiative. Bridget, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us more. I gave a real short version there. Tell us more about what you're going to be doing.
So Beyond the Ballot is an initiative that we, the news team, are taking on this year. We have a goal of talking to and interviewing 500 people across the state throughout the coming months. And we'll be asking everyone the exact same set of questions to try and get an idea of what's on their mind and what issues are important to them facing this fall's elections.
Why?
Because we think that people don't necessarily go to the polls just to vote for one particular candidate. They vote because they care about the things that affect their lives day to day. So we're trying to get beyond, the talking heads, what you hear on the news every day from candidates and from people who work for candidates, and really find out what the people, what's important to them and why they are motivated to go vote.
And we're talking about what we sometimes on our show, and you guys are using this phrase to call real people. And when we say that, we mean somebody who isn't the political scientist or reporter expert. We talk to them too. But what do you guys mean by real people in the news department?
Definitely. So we'll still be bringing you stories from those political scientists and the candidates and campaign staffers and that kind of thing. But we will also be bringing you stories from regular folks, your third grade teacher or the farmer that lives down the road, people that don't make it onto our airwaves very often, they still have really important things to say, and we want to give them an opportunity to speak to our audience.
And how are you going to go about selecting people from around the state to participate?
A couple of different ways. So all of our reporters will be going to events throughout the coming months. So big events, your summer festivals, farmers markets, that kind of thing. Anywhere where there might be a big group of people, we'll go and we'll bring our microphones and just ask people the questions, random people. We'll also be seeking out people deliberately, especially people who maybe aren't on our airwaves as often as they should be. So maybe younger people or people of color, people that we want to make sure to include in this project, we'll be seeking them out deliberately.
What I'm really interested in finding out is, we do call-ins, of course, but I think the more hot button a topic, the more likely that a very motivated person is going to call in, somebody who feels really strongly on one side or the other. So the sample may suggest that things are more divided and heated than maybe they actually are. So are you hoping to find out that sort of thing from people that maybe there are more people not on the ends of the spectrum?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we've done maybe 60 interviews so far, and I think that that has absolutely been the case. People are concerned about the things that affect their lives, but not everybody is, heated. Not everyone is, ready to attack the other side. People agree on a lot more than you think they would.
Talking to WPR reporter Bridget Bowden about a new project, the Beyond the Ballot Initiative, talking to people from around the state about what they think about politics and more. Bridget, you mentioned you had some interviews in the can already, and you've got a couple samples for us.
We do. So one of the things that people have brought up over and over again in the interviews that we've done so far is immigration. It's obviously a hot button issue right now. So lots of people have told us what they think about that issue. My first example is Anne Amani. She lives in Milwaukee, and she's originally from Kenya. She's a nurse practitioner, and she says she wants to see the public perception of immigrants get better than it currently is.
There are a lot of immigrants who work in healthcare, and as an immigrant and knowing how hard I work and also how much it's taking me to get my citizenship or waiting for it, I feel like all Americans should know what it takes and how much vetting is done in order to get your citizenship, so that we should not assume that immigrants are these bad people. This country is built on immigrants, and we are glad to really participate and do what it takes to build a great nation.
And so a lot of people have shared their thoughts on this issue, and people don't always agree, and different people see different sides of each issue. So my second clip is Dawn McCullough, who is a registered nurse, and she thinks there are some issues with our immigration system as it currently is.
I think that immigration should be something that is a process where people apply for it, and then accepting people that have crossed into this country illegally is actually disenfranchising those that follow an established process to become a citizen. So I think that immigration needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed on the national level, and then it should filter down to the state level.
As you're talking to people, you're not volunteering issues for them, right?
Right. The questions are very open-ended. They're things like, what's the single most important issue to you and why? Another example would be, what's going on in your community that nobody's talking about? So we're trying to give people the opportunity to tell us what's important to them. I feel like a lot of times we as reporters cover what issues we think are important, and maybe we should be spending a little more time asking the public what's important to them.
Yeah, and we've used survey data to kind of guide our coverage sometimes in the news department and on the Ideas Network. We've asked people what's the most important issue, and we'll get broad categories like the economy or taxes or crime or something. What's it like to hear, you know, exactly what people are looking for in those topics?
Yeah, I mean, often when you ask that question, what's the most important thing to you, people will give you a one-word answer. The advantage to going out and doing these interviews in person is that then we can say, well, why? How does that impact you? What do you mean? How does that affect your life? By actually being there with these people, we have the opportunity to dig into the issues a little more deeply.
You said you're looking to get 500 interviews as you go on through this process. And then what? What do you do with all this stuff?
So we'll have stories on our newscasts and on our talk shows, just like you would regularly hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And then you'll also be able to find the stories online. And the website is wpr.org/ballot. So all the stories will be there, and also photos of everyone we're interviewing. So you can kind of scroll through and see what the people of Wisconsin are saying.
And is there a hope for kind of a second tier of this then? Wow, we keep hearing subject X from people, and that's something we haven't covered much. Is that going to hopefully or potentially drive coverage maybe at the local level or the state level in the future?
Absolutely. I hope that happens. I hope that the people that we talk to tell us things that we didn't know were going on, and then we can go and run with it from there and bring you stories based on those things.
And we're just getting a taste of it right now. When are we going to start hearing these stories?
So you'll be hearing the stories starting this week. We have our first feature story airing this Thursday. It's about water quality. A lot of people are concerned about the water quality in their well water. But then throughout the coming months, these stories will roll out as we talk to people and as we find out what's important to them.
And if people are listening and thinking, yeah, I'd like to talk to you, can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. We have a hotline that people can call and leave us a message that we might be able to use on the air. So that number is 877-782-8942. And we also have an email address, which is beyondtheballot@wpr.org, where you can send us a note.
So I look forward to hearing the features and talking to you more about this as the project goes on. And you're going to keep doing this through Election Day?
At least through Election Day, and maybe from there on.
Bridget, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Bridget Bowden, Special Projects Reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. She talked to us about the new Beyond the Ballot initiative, which debuts this week.